I didn't get any reps last week. If I don't get any reps this week, I can still, I don't foresee myself, you know, that's not the reason. The reason I won't be able to play is if I can't physically be able to do it. I attempted it yesterday. And? So it's day to day. I mean, we'll see how it goes tomorrow and obviously come in for treatment on Christmas and see what I can do. And then really Friday, be able to hopefully get a good gauge of it. Yeah, I mean, it was one of those where that sack kind of, the thing I remember most was getting my wind knocked out of me. And then as soon as I got back to the locker room, I realized there was some soreness setting in. And then, you know, the adrenaline really starts to wear off. And by the time we got to the plane, it was in a decent amount of pain. And then waking up on Monday morning, you know, it really set in. And, you know, that whole area in general is just, you know, pretty sore. So, like Coach said, it's day to day. And I've been doing, you know, treatment, try to get as ready as I can be. No, I really don't. It's, you know, like Coach said, it's day-to-day process, and you know, I'm trying to get better every day, and we'll really see. You know, I think, obviously, being a quarterback and it being my throwing arm, you know, I'm going to have to go out and try to throw at some point and see how that feels and see if I'll be able to make the throws. I mean, that's what it's going to come down to. Oh, I wouldn't say there's any cutoff. I mean, you know, what's the difference between Friday and Saturday? I mean, I can always go out Saturday and try to throw. I think, you know, Friday is our last day to practice, though, and to see if I can go out and throw, you know. So we'll see. I stay on the treatment and see how it feels. But like I said, when it's my, it's not like I'm, you know, a receiver or something. This is the tool that I have to use out there. So try to get it as good as I can and then make a decision. Yeah, it's tough, especially being a rookie, too, you know. So, you know, I think Connor, you know, is going to do everything he can to be ready to go. And he's a tough kid. He's a smart kid. I mean, you look at his stats that he had in the SEC. I mean, that's, you know, people want to argue the best division in college football to, you know, throw all the touchdown passes he had. And I think, what was it, one interception or something crazy like that. And, you know, so he's a competitive guy and he's tough. And I think he's, you know, done his due diligence in meetings and stuff like that. So, but, you know, it's definitely not easy. And, you know, I know he'll do everything he can to prepare to play. Well, I mean, I look at, you know, Houston had to sign Case Keenum from St. Louis's practice squad last week, and he went and played and beat Baltimore. So, you know, this league is crazy, and crazy things happen. I remember my first NFL start was for a team that I'd only been on for 2 weeks against, you know, the 49ers, who went to the Super Bowl that year. So you got to be prepared for all scenarios, and that's just the way that this league, you know, functions. I'm not even, you know, until this week is over, you know, right now I'm focusing on trying to get as healthy as I can. I mean, you know, I want to play for the guys in this room. You know, I look at next to me, Jordan Cameron, Joe Thomas. I mean, you know, I want to play for those guys. To get to 8-8 is something that this organization hasn't done in a long time. So, you know, I'm trying, and you know, I will – you know, see what I can do. So, I mean, that's really what I'm focused on. You know, there's months and months to think about that after this week is over.